Them is Vassar at 2-3. Cass City a half game behind Vassar at 1-3. And Lakers at 0-4.
If you have three losses right now with halfway to go, you might as well fold the tent on a league championship. But statistically,
I've seen crazier.
It does happen. You know, I would say Reese right now is at least in the challenger spot. And you got to give USA, even though they dropped two league losses, they're never out of it if they get their act together.
Well, you look at the Greater Thumb Conference West Division, and you look when they play at home versus when they play on the road. Obviously, the home team, this is the only spot in the entire all of my records that the home team actually has an advantage. Greater Thumb Conference West Division is 19-14 at home. On the road, they're 20-19. So it's pretty much split on the road. But when they play at home, they have it. It's only come down to 2.5 points, though, in averages.
Yeah, it's really strange. Usually, the rule of thumb, and that's no pun intended in the thumb area, but the rule is give the home team a 10-point advantage, and you take it from there.
The West is not one on the road in February, though. They are 0-3.
That's amazing.
So we'll see.
Vassar, I forgot to mention, they're still in it, too, even with three losses in the league. But, you know, again, they're going to have to really put some stuff together.
You're listening to the WLDW Sports Game of the Week, Sandusky at Harbor Beach. We're currently in an overtime period in the JV games. Both squads tied up at 50 apiece. Now, both scoring 2 points in the extra period as Sandusky wraps down the rebound. It's coming home night here in Harbor Beach. We will be broadcasting and airing all of the festivities for you as soon as this JV game completes. For the class representatives for Harbor Beach, the freshman is Grant Hansen, son of Dennis and Wendy Hansen, escorted by Emily Henschel. Sophomore is Tyler Booms. Tyler is the son of Tom and Gene Booms, escorted by Caitlin Seaman. Junior representative, that'd be Adam Swartz, better known as Ham to the football squad. Adam Swartz is the son of Eddie and Brenda Swartz, escorted by Peyton Shedd. And for your seniors, one of these five will be going home with the crown on the top of their head. Luke Anderson, the cross-country all-star. He's the son of Chris and Debbie Anderson, escorted by Jade Wischlager. Colin Booms, the son of Matthew and Jennifer Booms, escorted by Emily Plosky. Devin Lemansky also plays basketball here. First year playing basketball, in fact. And he's actually starting for the squad for the Pirates. Devin is the son of Brian Lemansky and Crystal Pollen, is escorted by Kara Booms. Robert Okerman. Robert is the son of Randy and Catherine Okerman, escorted by Lake and Guza. And Gary Palak. Gary is the son of Dennis and Sue Palak, and escorted by Cassidy Maurer. Doesn't seem that long ago, John, that I was back in high school announcing all this stuff to here, and here we are 8 years later. We're on the other side of the table.
8 years to me is going to be like 30 seconds.
We wanted to go with you. Minute 15 left here in the overtime session. And Sandusky's actually taking a two-point lead, 52-50, over the hosting Harbor Beach Pirates. John, what'd you do with your 10 days off? We didn't even have the baseline on Sunday. It's just been kind of a quiet. We still won some games. I saw the Bad Axe Vassar game on Wednesday. You saw two games this week.
Yeah, I saw North Huron visit the Eagles at Caseville. That was a very good
game. Caseville was leading at halftime, right?
Caseville was shooting the lights out of the ball. And, I forget the percentage right now. Don't have the statistics in front of me. But they had a nice little sizable lead, and they were also shooting the lights out of the ball. They actually had more three-point shots than they had two-point shots. But they were making them.
That's all that matters.
And then, once the halftime took place and the kids came back for the third quarter, then I guess the roof kind of caved in. I don't know. If I was Caseville, I think I probably would have said, let's dispense with the halftime festivities.
Just keep
going. Let's keep going.
Well, that was the case when we called that game against CPS. They were flying high, and then CPS called a timeout, and then everything shifted. I think we're onto something.
Halftime is just, superfluous.
Just think we had the NBC Sports media timeouts. Well, we played 4 seconds. We better take a timeout and tell you all about Rotel Chili.
North Huron did a nice comeback in there. They've got a real nice team. We're going to be doing them pretty soon when they play Owen Gage, if
That's
I'm
right.
not mistaken.
That's in 2 weeks, I do believe.
2 weeks.
Next week we have Ubley and Brown City.
And I saw Brown City against the same Redskins. And that was a great game. And it was decided in the last few seconds.
I absolutely love Ubley's gym. but I absolutely despise it as far as broadcasting goes because so we're up in the rafters, which is fine. We're at the center court. That's great. But you just can't move. And I always come back with a backache after that one because I feel like everything's going to fall on us. But we survive, and it's always a fun game.
I always feel like I'm going to fall out of the stands.
I feel like I'm in Jennison Fieldhouse back yes. in the day. You know, you have the card on the laundry string across, pull across the stats, and you'll be all set.
Back when the Big Ten used to have all those barns, Yost Fieldhouse, for example.
Uh-huh.
But, they've done a nice job renovating it for ice hockey.
They have. I just saw a photo of that, in fact. It looks like a brand-new facility.
But the best part about the building is the student section and all of the chants they can come up with.
Well, all of hockey sections.
But the chants are, well, I don't know if we could really say anything on the air.
they're very tactful.
You're just going to have to really trust me and go down and pick up a game.
Well, John, I have to say, I don't know why we're talking hockey here, but if you ever get the chance, go see a Minnesota-Wisconsin hockey game.
Oh, that'd be
at either place.
Brutal.
Either place. Both. The attendance is close to 16,000. It's their form of basketball out there, and it is unbelievable as far as the atmosphere, the experience, and the chance are second to none, to say the least. Sandusky leaned by three with 5 seconds left in overtime. Harbor Beach needs a three. Seaman over to Shed. He can't get the shot off. And finally passes over to Shelke. He launches this one up. This one is short. And Sandusky pulls out the overtime victory over the hosting Harbor Beach Pirates in JV. We'll take a 60-second timeout. When we return, we'll have your coming home action from Harbor Beach, Michigan on a blustery cold night on the east side of Michigan.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Moore Motors in Caro is where you'll find the new standard in full-size vans, Ford Transit. Transit, it fits perfectly into your business plan from the 150 series to the 350 one-ton. Single or dual rear wheels. Transit, tested for toughness with three engine choices, including a power stroke diesel. Flexibility with three roof lines and three wheelbases. Don't take my word for it, though. See it for yourself. I'm Bill Jackson, and I'll be happy to show you the all-new, great selection of Transit vans at Moore Motors M81 in Caro.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week on the WLEW Sports Network, Sports Radio 102.1, and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with you as it's coming home night from Harbor Beach High School as the Sandusky Redskins and the Harbor Beach Pirates face off for the number one spot in the Greater Thumb East. Both teams enter tonight's game at a perfect 4-0 in divisional play. We are awaiting the beginnings of the coming home festivities in between the games here. It appears that they're having a few technical difficulties to get started here. John, when was the first coming home that you saw here in Harbor Beach?
Coming home began in 1987-ish, round through there, 88, round through there, maybe 86. For some reason, they saw another school doing this, the Harbor Beach Cheerleaders, which rode the bus a lot with myself and the coaching staff and the kids and everything. And they saw another school have it. Maybe it was Reese or who knows. But they thought, that's a good idea. Let's do that in Harbor Beach. And so they brought it here and started around like I said, around 1987-ish, round through there.
Well, it was 87. How did they know where to line up? Because they always use the three-point line as a reference.
There was a three-point line
okay.
in there.
All right. Was that 87 was the first of it?
It had to be. You round through there.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. What are your thoughts on the three-point line?
Oh, I love it.
Right.
Well, when it first came in,
you took that D'Antonio